And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Friday, the August 5th show. Hour number one on Fridays is Matthew Deagle. He's the major guest in the show, and he has an amazing set of skill sets. He's my oldest son, but he also has a lot of knowledge areas that I don't have. He has a website called MatthewDeagle.com. He's able to provide all kinds of advice and services and geopolitical, symbological, etc. analysis of personal, financial, and world events. And there's a couple of world events that are cooking right now. It's not been a very good couple of weeks for Mr. Trump. The Democratic Party, the media, etc. are in a feeding frenzy like piranhas in the Amazon rainforest in one of the rivers, trying to do a character assassination. Of course, Trump tends to have a little bit of political potty mouth, so he tends to give them some ammunition to go after him. Obviously, he's bleeding in the river, and the piranhas can smell blood. But, you know, he obviously, if he stays on track on the issues, he'll probably win, and this so-called bounce of the Democrats will pass fairly quickly, especially with seven more movies coming out about the Clinton crime family. I should call it Clinton-Bush crime family, because we now have a number of Republicans, A2 Brute, stabbing Trump in the back or in the front, because they basically have very little ethics, a lot of these Republicans. We really have the establishment party that's two compartments of this snake. And, you know, Representative Hanna in New York, many others that I saw literally just this morning, I couldn't believe it. These guys trying to justify a behavior that will guarantee Hillary Clinton going in, establishment, and a horrendous geopolitical and financial and border future for America. It's Matthew, what do you think of these latest events that are going on in the so-called bump that Hillary's receiving with the media support and the A2 Brute attacks by Republicans against Trump?
Well, we expect this, of course. It wasn't not a big surprise. Of course, as soon as Trump was going head-to-head with Hillary, we had to expect all sorts of dirty attacks against him, as is common in politics nowadays. Unfortunately, this is just how politics is.
Yeah, politics means many bloodsuckers. Poly and
yes,
tech.
Yeah, he has to respond with his own attacks against her.
Right.
As simple as that. I mean, it is.
What do you think Clinton, of this issue about
obviously Clinton is, like I said last program, Clinton is actually has more genuine dirt on her, really, with the DNC corruption and her email scandal. It just seems like things couldn't get worse for her, but they will.
The media makes her Teflon. They spray her with Teflon so it slides off, but I can see that eventually this is going to reach a critical mass where when people go to the voting poll, they have to say, do I want more of Obama, which is destroying the economy? This last quarter was the weakest quarter since 1949. Do they want to have open borders where 550% more unvetted Muslims come in with a number of so-called terrorists in there? Do they want political and financial and educational jihad, which are in many ways more dangerous than the jihad of murder, according to Bill Warner? Do they want to have foreign policies to put us in a war footing with Russia when we should be a natural ally against extreme Islam? Every question you ask, you can see incompetence on the part of Hillary and corruption. It's scary. The fact that people...
I think Clinton, as well as a lot of academics and the media, have a widespread paranoia against Russia. They have a kind of paranoid delusion that Russia is out to get us and is somehow secretly our enemy or something.
It's not supported by common sense or history either, is it?
Well, there's no evidence that Putin has any hostile intentions toward us. He's clarified multiple times that he doesn't, and he's offered to help us in our fight against ISIS. So I don't understand what it is that they're so concerned about, except for that they have future dirty plans against Russia that would be interfered with if we had a solid alliance with them. If there were some kind of legal barrier, right, to us, for example, invading more countries on Russia's border or setting up more missiles on Russia's border. Because we've already surrounded Russia in our missile systems. You know, supposedly this is all just, defense occupation weapons. But there's really no such thing. If you're building weapons on somebody's border, that's an offensive maneuver. It's inevitably going to result in more weapons stockpiling on their side, and eventually to full-on war. which would be disastrous.
Yeah, in other words, the future Russian president may not be so cooperative like Putin, and I'm sure he keeps his own generals at bay that are much more militaristic in many ways than he is. He's much more of an international statesman.
It's necessary, too, because Russia, as I said, Russia doesn't have any hostile, hasn't made any hostile actions against us. And on the contrary, they've offered alliances and cooperation with us. The problem is that if we entered into such an alliance with Russia, there'd be a legal barrier on us seizing resources in the area. In the future, when there's resource wars going on,
right,
we wouldn't be able to maintain sole dominance over the world. The USA, EU, you see, the whole purpose of the EU is to create this totalitarian union of the US and Europe to build a large economy to maintain superpower status for the US and Europe against Russia and anybody else. It's basically just about power.
Right.
Power for a few jerks in our countries that we don't even see the money from. We don't even see the power. It's just theirs.
Right.
And it doesn't even benefit us. Ultimately, it'll destroy us. But we're letting this happen. And, you know, there's a lot of paranoid people out there in the media, academia, etc., that also are paranoid about Trump supposedly being fascist or whatever. Right? They're more afraid of Trump being nationalistic than they are of Clinton being openly belligerent toward the most powerful nuclear power on Earth.
Right, and Russia's also been testing new EMP and other types of weapons, including their hypersonic cruise nuclear delivery missile systems, which we can't defend against. We say we can with U.S. missile defense systems like Theater Defense and our low Earth orbit satellite systems, but we can't. And the problem is that the amount of missiles that'll get through guarantees a Pyrrhic victory, which means we will lose, and we'll lose big, and most of our population will get annihilated.
Oh, it wouldn't even be a victory. It'd be a treaty.
Right.
It wouldn't be a victory. It would just mean that 90% of the population of the USA is destroyed, and maybe 50% of Europe's population, because Russia, by then especially, by the time the war inevitably breaks out,
right,
not just nuclear weapons, but weather weapons will have been developed to perfection that could destroy the entire Corn Belt in one day.
Right.
Could destroy all of our crops. I mean, that wouldn't just kill Americans. That would kill by starvation anybody who depends on our crops as well.
Right.
Like, for instance, the Middle East, which have to grow their cattle feed in Arizona. it would disrupt the entire world. Mass starvation would be the main effect of that.
Yeah, famine.
And I think that's the most likely weapon for them to deploy as well. Meanwhile, people are so irrational now. They just see these superficial, oh, Trump is nationalistic. Trump is anti-immigration. So that means he's like Hitler or something like that. They forget about the fact that Clinton is like Hitler in the sense that Hitler invaded Russia and ended up causing the death of millions of people in that war.
Right.
They forget about the fact that the EU is like Hitler, and that they want to establish a totalitarian dictatorship in Europe, just like Hitler wanted to, right? In fact, objectively, Clinton and the EU are more like Hitler than Trump. Trump is only superficially like Hitler in the ways they programmed us to see, right? We've been brainwashed to think that Hitler was all about nationalism. No. Hitler was about mad, out-of-control desire for power, and foolhardy belligerence toward powerful enemies, which is exactly what Clinton and the EU are. You see?
Yeah. And that belligerence, by the way, we haven't even kept our military up. I mean, we're scavenging museum parts from aircraft because we aren't even rebuilding our military property. The same as the Brits. The Brits had to bring most of their naval ships back from the Persian Gulf because they're all basically falling apart. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
See, this is exactly what Hitler did, essentially. Foolishly union. Now it's right, but the same basic cultural area and the same basic hostility toward Russia is behind it. He attacked the Soviet Union even though Stalin had offered him a peace treaty. Even though he was supposed to be in a peace treaty with Stalin. He attacked it despite the fact that ultimately lost him the war, killed millions of his own people, destroyed his country. This is exactly what the EU is going to do. They've already demonstrated an irrational belligerence toward Russia at all costs to maintain their own dominance and power.
Well, there's a lot of Europeans that aren't going along with this. There's a lot of moves in Germany, Austria, and other European countries that don't want to cooperate lockstep with the crazy policies of Obama and Clinton and the globalists.
I also have to say in regard to the Independence Party in the UK that it's ridiculous how they were even comparing Nigel Farage, even though the guy wanted to withdraw from a German-dominated totalitarian union, right? So he wants to withdraw from something which is just like what Hitler wanted, and he's like Hitler because of it. That's how twisted
it's reverse logic, isn't it? He's the opposite of Hitler, but they accuse him of being Hitler.
With no historical basis.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Historically, the more similar to Hitler is by far the EU and Clinton. Their policies, their attitude toward Russia, their foolhardy belligerence toward such an enormous power, all of it is just what Hitler did wrong. They're making the same mistakes Hitler made all over again.
Well, and we obviously know that
if you don't go along with that, then somehow you're like Hitler. Makes no sense.
Now, we know that Obama is basically just a puppet.
Hitler was technically a kind of pan-nationalist as well. But even then, the idea that Hitler was a nationalist is also relatively false, because Hitler wanted to unite all sorts of different countries into one giant country, like the EU.
Right. He and his friends wanted to do what they're trying to do now with the EU by creating a super state where national borders disappear.
He was rejected by nationalists in the Netherlands, for example, and in France. The thing is that actual nationalists are more for their own country, right? Whereas these pan-nationalists and super-nationalists just want power.
Right.
And they use it just happened at that time, the most convenient myth to go by was the myth of nationalism or supranationalism, pan-Germanism. Now, they go by the myth of multiculturalism and democracy or whatever. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and they're trying to do multiculturalism with Islam, which can never be integrated into a, quote, Western democracy, because with Sharia law, it's incompatible with any form of democratic
order. It's all about power, really. And they're just using whatever happens to be most socially acceptable at the time to lie their way into having the power they want. The EU is really no different fundamentally than Hitler or any other dictatorship. It's hell-bent on power and foolishly provoking its enemies, or its self-named enemies, its supposed enemies that haven't even declared hostility toward them at all, like Russia.
Right.
That just shows how foolish and out of touch our society is now, though, particularly in the USA and Europe, that large numbers of people who think of themselves as being liberal or somehow less warlike.
Yeah, it's not even a liberal idea, isn't it? It's almost an anti-liberal idea to be warlike.
No, it's not liberal at all. It's totally illiberal. Of course, they call it liberal, but it's really totalitarian. And what they want to do, because what they want to do, right, as I've said, is they're trying to establish a totalitarian superstate.
Right.
And I think part of the motive for allowing these large numbers of refugees in indiscriminately is that the refugees contain among them, as they well know, approximately 20,000 ISIS soldiers already.
Right.
Approximately 20,000 ISIS soldiers are already in Europe, ready to attack. And the purpose of that for the EU is that they will necessitate some kind of totalitarian response, a crackdown on terrorism in the form of mass surveillance, right, ID cards or whatever, the justification of the kind of surveillance they already have in the U.S. with the NSA.
Right.
Which hasn't done a very good job, by the way, to stop terrorism.
Well, look at the TSA. They even did tests to see how well the TSA, and it can't stop even the simplest things, which you know you couldn't use to take over an aircraft. But yet the TSA continues to harass people, even lately. They've tried to increase the amount of time it takes to get through
airports. I think that the people behind this stuff I'm not blaming the people who work for the TSA.
No, they're just workers.
They just want a job. But the people behind it, I think, just want to incite as much fear as possible in order to justify totalitarianism.
Right. Well, and, if there is a major terrorist activity either before or after elections, they will get a bipartisan security bill. And, of course, as Hillary says in her interviews lately, she believes in the Second Amendment, but she believes in restrictions and controls, which means they're going to put so many controls on it, they'll be able to sue the gun manufacturers, they'll be able to restrict open carry permits and concealed carry permits, they'll restrict certain kinds of ammo, they'll cause what's called intelligent ammo, and guns that have an electronic lock based on fingerprints and so on. It basically will restrict the Second Amendment to the point where it becomes useless.
Well, we know Clinton has always wanted to get rid of your right to have guns, because this is another paranoia of her party, this notion that somehow people having guns is the cause of violence. Of course, it's not. The cause of violence is depression, psychopathy, mental illness generally is the cause of violence, and immediate glorification of mentally ill acts.
Right.
Largely
well, yeah,
not.
They glorify it and so you get copycats, like you mentioned on previous shows, Matthew. So, now, when you do an analysis of the current events...
There was recently a stabbing in Japan where 19 people died and no gun was involved. It was just some suicidally depressed psychopath.
If you were to look at the events and the symbology and the timing and the dates...
60-year-old American woman was killed by a guy with a knife.
If you were to look at the timing and dates and all the events that are happening now, are the specific dates, for example, August is often a time when major conflicts happen and war starts. What do you see in terms of symbology, dates, other findings indicate that something is afoot? And what kinds of menu of things do you think are likely to happen and how can we avoid those negative things?
Well, today, first of all, it's kind of interesting symbolically in terms of collective culture because it's the release date of that new film about Joker, the Suicide Squad. And as a result, there might be some crazy events today because of the connection with Joker and the word suicide, etc.
Tell me about it. I saw it on the Fandango about the movie theaters. What is this movie Joker? Is it about an actual... team of people that are Suicide Squad.
It's based on a comic, and one of the main characters is Joker. The other one's Harley Quinn. Joker has been associated in the past with suicidal and manic-type people.
The man who played Joker actually on Batman killed himself a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, it's very there's a connection because obviously people identify with these violent images in the media, and they, especially a lot of suicidal and hateful people, identify with the villains, such as Joker, for example. And we've already seen it before with James Holmes and The Dark Knight Rises, right?
Right.
So it's quite possible something like that will unfortunately happen today because this is how it works. You know, we our culture makes unholy feast days, you might say, by turning certain dates into days of human sacrifice and murder and suicide. Hell, arguably even like even Valentine's Day is an example of this. I mean, there's a general positive culture around it, I suppose, of romance, but there's been so many massacres and suicides, other terrible events on Valentine's Day. It's virtually turned into a blood sacrifice day.
Well, Valentine's actually, the story is apparently that Valentine was, there was a romantic side to it, but there was also a side where he was killed because of it. So, Valentine's Day is a dark side.
We do this by celebrating violence.
Exactly. Back in a moment. If you have any questions for Matthew today, call 800-313-9443. Visit his website, MatthewDeagle.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back, and we'll reconnect with Matthew in a moment. When I look at the latest news items that are showing here, it's amazing how we have concrete issues and really dangerous issues dealing with Hillary Clinton and her previous issues of judgment and corruption. And then suppositions are not based in reality at all, like they start doing security briefings for Trump. They try to make crazy statements that he doesn't have any idea how to deal with the idea of nuclear weapons. Or foreign policy. I mean, are you kidding? The Republicans, for historically, have a solid policy in terms of dealing with foreign powers and with the economy. So when I see all these polls, I'm thinking the media are so corrupt they will lie through their teeth until they try to create it and turn it into reality. It's just amazing. This election is probably the most important election, not just for America but the world, because whether you're living in Australia, South Africa, China, or Russia, what happens in this American election pretty well determines the history of the world for the next number of years, whether there will be a world or there'll be a major thermonuclear conflict within the next 20 years. So, Matthew, what do you think of the trajectory? We've talked about this before, that this election determines the trajectory not just of America, but the whole world. Okay, I guess we're still having some connection issues there. So, the FDA approves, of course, the release of mutant Zika-killing mosquitoes in Florida. Now, what they've done when they had the bollworm moth in Georgia some years ago, those genetics have jumped out into plants, animals, etc., and they are what's called transposon jumping genes. They can actually change the genome and gene expression epigenetically throughout many different parts of the genome and have completely unexpected effects. Other major issues that are coming up, the U.S. trade deficit increases 8.7% in June. Sanders supporter who served papers to the Democratic National Commission on fraud cases found dead. You know, obviously, maybe in Arkansas, I call it. The polls, of course, is a bounce that the pollster keeps on pushing. Clinton's getting a kind of a post-election, post-media push, and a tout brute stabbing in the front and back of Trump. I think if Trump sticks on the issues and continues to unveil the horrors of what's going on with things like the WikiLeaks in terms of ISIS and other foreign policy, not just disasters, but absolutely catastrophic messes that are created that can cause future problems, I think that, you know, if it's an election based on Trump versus Clinton as people, if Trump sticks to issues and deals with the issues, he'll win. If he sticks on just counterpunching over whether someone attacks him personally, like Mr. Khan, he's going to lose. Issues are issues, and I don't like the comments of Mr. Karl Rove, but he was correct in the fact that Trump was giving them ammo by deciding to do an unfiltered counterpunch to Khan's comments about the fact he hasn't read the Constitution, and therefore just wanted to stop Muslims because he's unconstitutional. When in fact, it's the purview of the president to actually control immigration if he thinks it deals with national security, which is simply a matter of filtering it for a period of time to make certain that the method is safe. Matthew, when we're looking at this election, it's less than 100 days away. I see a number of things that are kind of teetering. We have the, on Wednesday, we talked to Harley Schlanger about the teetering European economy. The German, Spanish, and Italian banks are teetering on bailing in. We have teetering a world food supply. We have a teetering stock market. The Baltic Dry Index is the lowest in probably 60 years. Plus, we have politicians who are overtly so corrupt that the media is still covering for them, and a large number of the people, I would say a small majority of people, still support like zombies the Democratic Party, despite the fact that it'll cause the demise not only of their country, but their jobs. And the people that are on EBT food stamp cards that need to be recharged are going to find if the economy crashes sufficiently, they won't be recharged. And we're going to have a race and class war in America that will make the movie and miniseries on TV, Fear the Walking Dead, a reality that will make these movies look like a garden party. So we're in some pretty precipitously dangerous times, and it's amazing that how poor the judgment is, not only of the media, but the public, in terms of the danger of Hillary. She's not only corrupt, but she's also obscene. And she's not only obscene, but she is in the back pocket of people that don't have a rationality of how to maintain the ecosystems and the population of Earth without the danger of pushing things that will cause war. So when we come back, we're going to hear about your analysis and some of the things you provide at your website, MatthewDeagle.com. If you want to call in for questions with Matthew, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum Spectrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joint Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. And so, Matthew, the question I have is, if you can use the proper tools to analyze either personal events, health events, decisions, understand the field of drivers that control, say, world events and timing, symbology, you can intervene and take care of things. And you provide a number of services that do this, so that you can not only deal with financial decisions, personal health decisions, and looking at a number of factors that can affect that. How would you, in a sense, on a personal level, with the services you provide, or on a more financial level or a global level, deal with issues, and what kind of, how can I say it, formulae do you use in order to be able to calculate the best trajectory for people to make decisions?
Well, first of all, you have to look at what your own character is, which corresponds to your name and your time of birth, as well as secondarily, is that the other influences are represented in your name and your time of birth, such as genetics, development, development in the womb, etc. But all of it's kind of symbolically, holistically portrayed by your name. So the first thing you want to know is what kind of energy or character you have yourself. this can be applied to individuals as well as groups. And you just have to watch social trends to know what's going on. You have to look at the news, and not just look at the superficial level of things, but the subconscious symbolic level. For instance, I've talked about how around the time of the Crimean crisis, there was a lot of symbolism happening all over the world involving the Trojan War. Well, it's because of a subconscious symbolic connection between these events.
Right. So, for example, if you're advising a political advisor or financial advisor or corporation, how would you take these events into account? or if you're advising somebody in making a business decision, what would you do?
Well, normally I just do personal. I'm more just personal related advice.
Right.
Even with financial, it has to do more with your own character as opposed to, say, a company. Although companies also tend to have an overall energy depending on what they deal in. Everything has a correspondent to an organ in the body and a certain tone and so forth. Mainly, I look at your personal character and how your personal character is benefited or balanced or brought to excess possibly by current events. Things like seasonal influences, time of day, all of these things, even location, all of these things work on your subconscious. So everything really does, you know, the notion of the four elements and all of that really is at work. It's symbolic, right? These are symbolic influences in the subconscious. So, for example, you can look at the symbolic character of a group of people by the symbol they use to represent themselves, and the general behavior that corresponds to that symbol usually is the general behavior or elemental tendency of the mass. For example, with the Islamists, they are now being foolishly allowed into Europe in massive droves. These people overall are represented by the crescent and star, which has the value of the number 17 and the air element, masculine air element. This has an overall connection with fanaticism and suicide and murder-suicide. Overall, you know, it's not 100% of bad energy, right? There's an acetic aspect of it and so forth, but overall it has much more of a tendency toward belligerent actions of murder-suicide and toward, you know, school shooting type things, right?
Right.
Essentially, I see ISIS as being like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, but a lot of them. It's essentially a lot of suicidal, angsty young men that are connected together by an ideology. It isn't even an army in the traditional sense. So, like, for example, when they have there was this recent stabbing in Russell Square in London. They try to say it isn't connected with terrorism because he wasn't given commands by ISIS. Well, ISIS mostly functions on a lone wolf, psychopathic, suicidal basis. They don't even necessarily need to give orders to their soldiers. They just have to put the propaganda out.
Right.
They've mastered this kind of group psychology where they just put the propaganda out and then somebody is influenced by it and does it. That's how most of their attacks occur.
Yeah, and we use a different yardstick than what you're saying. What you're saying is much more logical in terms of analyzing the dynamic of it, which we're playing a different game, and that's why we're failing. That's when we hear Obama saying they're destabilizing and they're defeating ISIS, and in the last 3 years they've, like, tripled in their territories and their actions are on the
road. Something else to notice. Oh, yes, their approach to Islamists in general is absolutely absurd, psychologically speaking. Because as a whole, this male air element mentality, first of all, is one that, even as an individual, is more individualistic and less socially integrated. So assimilation is very unlikely. The mentality itself causes one to want to be separate from others and to be pure and to maintain one's distance. So there's even less likelihood of assimilation with them than, for example, there was with the Jews, who also had similar troubles because of their religious differences and their belligerent attitude towards surrounding cultures, etc.
Right.
The Islamists probably have the worst mixture of traits to, in any sense, assimilate or to be friendly to their cult, their guests, their host cultures to which they're guests. They're totally unsuited to our Western culture.
So they're a bad, in a sense, a collective host guest to Western culture.
I don't think that it's necessarily bad if they stay in their own countries, right? I don't want to democratize them like Hillary Clinton does.
Exactly.
I don't think that would necessarily even turn out well. We've seen in Libya and Egypt that actually turned out worse than they were to begin with. And imagine if there was some kind of democratic revolution without the necessary prerequisite of actual democracy, that is, the population overall agreeing to do it themselves, right? That's what democracy is the average person in the country decides they want democracy. Democracy doesn't mean the USA goes in and topples the regime, right? That's actually not democracy at all. It's an act of foreign warfare, right? It's waging war by us on that, which inevitably also provokes more of their terror attacks, the more we interfere in their societies and disrupt them. Now, we do this because of resources and because of competition with Russia. We want to create chaos in the region with the hopes that it'll spill over into Russia. We want to seize oil and other resources and create dependence on us in order to expand our empire. And our empire isn't even really the USA anymore. It's the USA / EU, or the NATO
empire. Or even greater than that, it's the global bankers, whatever territory they can get into, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely out of control power hunger. And as I said, psychologically, this is how this kind of symbolism I do works, is you look at the holistic energy of something, the same principle you use in acupuncture, where you find a certain channel has a certain energy,
right,
corresponds to a certain organ. Overall, different mentalities correspond to different functions of the body and mind being more predominant over others. In the case of the Islamists, the predominant functions are those of the excretion, large intestine, bladder channels, which means that they have a stronger desire to purify, to get rid of things, to separate themselves from the rest of society, to be more pure and ascetic than anybody else. The result is that they are highly unlikely to socialize, to integrate, right? They're highly unlikely to ever conform to our social norms, because they are not social people by nature. They are, their whole culture rejects socialization.
Yeah, in other words, your point is that they, in other words, they're not trying to kill us when we do a jihad of murderers. Bill Warner talks about the jihad of politics or education. They're trying to cleanse us, and like the word Islam, it means submission. Their whole idea is separation and submission.
It's basically similar to like the Nazis, right? Well,
right.
Whereas the Nazis believed in purity of race, the Islamists believe in purity of religion and morality. They believe in this against any social conventions, any norms of behavior, which is part of the reason why they're so unpredictable and brutal, because they are extremely hardcore ascetics, and they're Saturnine people. You want to know like what the traditional attributions are of this sort of person? Just look up Saturn and say William Lilly's Christian astrology. You'll find the description of the Islamists. The traditional attributions of Saturn, because of Saturn's tone. The Saturn's tone corresponds to the color violet, number 17, etc., as do the Islamists. Now, all we have to do to find this out about them, really, we can observe their behavior, and it confirms this. But ultimately, we just have to look at the symbol they choose to represent themselves, which is the crescent and star. That means number 17. And that is the same mentality that leads to people like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killing their classmates.
So it's basically a suicide pact to cleanse and become ascetic and separate themselves. And so they see the rest of the world is not cleansed enough, so therefore they're considered kafirs or the profane.
They have a very high paranoia or fear of harm and a very high desire for relief, which leads them to eventually just hate everybody who is not part of their pure elite, right?
Right.
Their elite.
But even also hate their own people. For example, when ISIS moves into a town of Muslims, they ask the young men to join them. If they don't, they murder all of the Muslim children and the mother.
Yes, it's inevitably one that destroys social cohesion of all kinds. That's why their societies are such a mess right now, except for those which are controlled entirely by the religion. Like Saudi Arabia is relatively stable because it's an ascetic society. The entire society is under the control of the religion. Any society in which there is secularism or any other kind of social cohesion not based on religion, however, they by nature want to destroy it.
Right.
They feel hostile to anyone because they see all of that sort of thing. They see the opposite the feminine fire element of socialization, of pleasure, and all being of the world, being worldly, and being evil. That's part of the reason also why there's a lot of misogynists and homosexuals among them, is because they are ultimately opposed to the feminine fire element.
Now, do you think there's some degree of mental illness?
You look at Afghanistan, for example.
Would there be some degree of mental illness or at least a lack of a proper, reasonable perspective in terms of their psychopathy? So we see some of the behaviors, for example, of Clinton and Obama and many of the leaders like Hollande in France as being psychopathic and not in contact with reality and not logical, not even realizing the consequences of their personal behavior.
Some of these politicians are, I mean, they're to varying degrees. Most of the politicians, like Merkel and Hollande, are just naive, extremely naive. They're not in touch with reality at all. Now, among them, you find people like Clinton, who are extremely psychopathic, and will tell any lie and do anything to get their power that they want.
Right.
Overall, though, this is disastrous for Europe. And something else I saw recently in the news, I mean, of course, the most recent terror attack in England, this man's 19-year-old Somali-Norwegian man, really Somali immigrant to Norway. I guess he was born in Norway, though. Parents are from Somalia. Stabbed some random people in Russell Square in London. And they're trying to cover up the connection with terrorism, saying he's mentally ill. Well, first of all, every suicide bomber is mentally ill. Everybody who stabs some random person in the street is mentally ill, regardless of whether it's terrorism or not. So it's pretty irrelevant to state that he's mentally ill. Of course he is. The vast majority of ISIS soldiers are mentally ill, suicidal young men, analogous to Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris or James Holtz. They're of the same mentality, suicidally depressed and full of hatred.
Right.
And no longer wanting to live this life and wanting to take others with them and get recognition in the process of murder. They're all copycat effect, trying to get the high score murderers. So, of course, they're all suicidally depressed, because they're committing suicide.
Right.
Now, the connection to Islam and Islamism is obviously not irrelevant in this case, because he chose to attack an American tourist. He chose to attack non-Muslim-looking people in London at the location of the 7/7 bombing of 2005, by the way, during which Jermaine Lindsay bombed the London Underground, nearby the same area, right?
Right.
So, there clearly is a connection. Again, this is the same thing, and stating that it's mental illness and therefore not terrorism is illogical. The two are not mutually exclusive. In fact, well, they two go hand in hand. All of these guys, like, for instance, there was a teenage boy, 17 years old or something, from Australia. They call him Jihadi Jake, or the emo jihadi, who was just a suicidally depressed teenager who decided to go off to join ISIS and blew himself up.
Right.
He wasn't even a Muslim. Fundamentally, ISIS is just a way of organizing all of these chaotic forces in our society of disgruntled youth to destroy our society. Their goal is to destroy our society and our civilization by means of its chaotic elements.
Right.
And they know what they're doing. They are, in some sense, evil magicians. And yet we have these naive imbeciles like Merkel and Hollande not stopping it. And we have now the glorification of multiculturalism, where somehow, and we're not talking about the USA, right? The USA arguably consists of a lot of immigrants, but we're talking about Europe here, Britain. In Britain, it's now considered to be a great accomplishment or achievement that the mayor of London is a Muslim. That's not really a good thing when you think about it, though, because it's not democratic.
No.
You see, democracy means that the people, on average, are represented by their leaders. A Muslim simply does not represent the majority of Londoners.
Right.
It's not true. It's not democracy. It's just political correctness. There's something fishy about it when someone who is not really representing the majority opinion gets elected.
It's a similar thing to the comments about Black Lives Matter. here in America, where it's whitey to the back of the bus. It's not the idea.
Well, I mean,
they always apologize for the behavior. They call them a fringe element, say, what do we want? We want dead cops now. And yet, the leadership gets invited to the White House.
Something else I wanted to comment on is that I think, it sounds like we're going to the break right now, but after we get back, I'm going to comment on the Black Lives Matter protests in England for some reason. I'll discuss that in the next segment.
Sounds good. Back in a moment with Matthew Deagle. MatthewDeagle.com. Check out his website and what he can provide for you. We'll be back in a moment. Hour 2 coming up with Ann Morrison, Twiland.info.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. Matthew, you wanted to do a discussion to explain the issue of polarizing groups like Black Lives Matter, but you're going to do it from a neutral perspective. Give us an analysis of what you see happening there.
Well, I think Black Lives Matter is being exploited by multiculturalists and people who really aren't concerned with racism and certainly not with democracy.
Right.
First of all, as I said before the break, democracy means majority rules. It means that the folk or the people are in control of the overall spirit and attitude of the nation, the laws, etc. That means that, for instance, in Britain, the notion that it is somehow an achievement as a Muslim mayor of London is not a good thing. It's not democratic. In England, where the majority of people are Brits and have been English Brits for 2,000 years or more, the mayor of London should always be British. It's as simple as that. They should not be a member of a foreign culture. This is strangely something which has crept out of the notion of democracy recently. That, and see, we're not talking about the United States, right? The USA, although yes, also culturally mostly British, is a country in which we allow large numbers of immigrants traditionally.
Right.
Britain is not. Britain is a an ancient European country. Now the same thing with you discussed Black Lives Matter. Here's the thing. I think there is a big problem in this country with racism against blacks in a real sense of racism. The word racism has been twisted, however, to include non-racial groups such as Muslims, and as well as Jews, etc., that don't have racial, are not being discriminated against on the basis of race, but on the basis of an incompatible culture with their host culture. Particularly Muslims, right now there is a protest today, a Black Lives Matter protest in Britain, all over the country, in which most of the participants are not, like, you're British blacks, right? They're not British blacks. They're African blacks that are Muslims.
Right.
This is, or even just non-black Muslims campaigning for immigrants' rights. All right, well, now, blacks in the USA are just Americans, right? Most blacks in America are Christians, they speak a dialect of English as their native language. They're 100% American. So if a black in America is discriminated against, that's racism, right? Because it's based on nothing but their race.
Right.
Otherwise, blacks in America are just Americans. The only difference being that they have a different color of skin than the average person here. So that's racism, right? So Black Lives Matter has some legitimate basis in regard to the fact that there is a problem with actual racism in the U.S., and also maybe secondarily in, say, South Africa, where people are treated differently because of the color of their skin, particularly the U.S., because blacks here, their African culture was almost entirely eliminated. So culturally, they're British. They're just British people with dark skin, right? But that's racism, right? Racism is when, say, the police or a clerk or whatever is different because of the color of their skin. Racism is not discriminating against somebody because of their religion.
Exactly, yeah. Excellent comments, Matthew. We'll have another discussion next Friday, and I hope to put together a video this weekend with some expansion on a number of these topics and what you provide over at MatthewDeagle.com, your website and your services. Back in a moment with hour number two, Ann Morrison and a number of important topics in biosecurity and many other issues. Twiland.info is a website. Hour three coming up with health and wellness protocols, the firing line. Thank you, Matthew. You do an amazing job. We'll be back in just a moment with Hour 2. Stay tuned to the NutraMedical Report on Republic Broadcasting. Back in just a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.